Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will I'm
anybody can fight. But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our winning season. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We say thank you, for this is our winning season. We say thank you. We bless your name for breakthroughs today. Hallelujah. In every area of our life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we say, welcome you, Holy Spirit. Rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. We thank you as we slept in slumber on last night, how you kept us, sustained us. We say thank you. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, we thank you, Lord. This is our winning season. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. This is our winning season. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God. The name above all names, name above lupus, sickness and diseases, Lord God. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. How you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. You're going by city to city, state to state, nation to nation, healing and delivering your children, Lord God, from all manner of sickness and diseases. And we say thank you. This is our winning season. We say thank you, Lord God. Your word says, as our soul should prosper, we should be in good health. So we thank you for health, prosperity springing forth right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to lift up the visionary of this line today, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Continue to strengthen Mom Matthews and Dad Matthews. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We just come to say how much we love you today, Lord God. How much we need you today, Lord God. We are nothing without you, Lord God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today, Lord God. We welcome you in our services on today, Lord God. We say, have your way in our services on today. Deliver and set free in our services on today. And we say thank you. We lift up the whole fivefold ministry to you today, Father God. How anointed might never before, Lord God. The fivefold ministry, Lord God, that they will speak your word today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. They won't add to it and they won't take nothing from it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. They will give us your true word, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. And we say thank you. But we thank you for forgiving us of sins of omission, commission, and mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high. Tear down strongholds today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Strongholds in the mind, Lord God, of all timers and dementia. We come and tear them down this morning, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, suicide demons, we come to tear you down in the name of Jesus. Murdering demons, we come to tear you down in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to rule and reign today, Lord God. Rule and reign in our neighborhood. Rule and reign in the nations today. Rule and reign in the White House today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you for being our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You come to bring healing to earth, Lord God, because there's no sickness in heaven. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name today, Father God. We have a roof over our head, and we say thank you. We come to bless your name today. Food in our refrigerator, we say thank you. The homeless don't have that, Lord God. So we ask you to cover the homeless in every city, every state right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up doors for them that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for our neighbors, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our neighbors, Lord God. We thank you for peace in our neighborhood, peace in our homes. Hallelujah. Peace in the nations today, Lord God. We come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you, ours from you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for your promises, Lord God, in the Psalms 107 and 20. You send forth your word to heal and deliver your people, and we say thank you. For your healing power, your delivering power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. So we thank you for traveling grace and mercy, Father God, today, near and far, Father God. We come to bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all means of transportation on today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over pedestrians, Lord God, as they walk to and from, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover the trains and the train tracks, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. For ordering our footsteps today, lead and direct us in all truth on today, Father God. We say have your way today, Father God, from the pulpit to the back door, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name today, Father God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in all the hospitals today. Go from floor to floor, Lord God. Heal and create miracle signs and wonders today, Father God. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free, Father God. Do it for them like you did with the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years, Father God. The lady was bent over for 18 years, Father God. You know respect the person, Father God. You know respect the healer, Lord God. You the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. And we say thank you. We just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit with a humble heart and stretched out arms today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Ruth and her child family to you, Father God. She faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. We thank you for continued breakthroughs in her life, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come to bless your name today, Father God. Breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Cover the penitentiaries today with the blood, Father God. Cover the county jails in every city and every state with the blood today, Father God. Place some white people in the inmate's path that will encourage them for you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up all the governments, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order their footsteps, Father God. the mayors, Lord God, order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Father. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up. We come to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Stir up the gift in your people today, Father God. Rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we say thank you. We're going to be that tree planted by the river. We shall not be moved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all the daycares all over the land today, Father God. Cover and keep those babies, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover every school, Lord God. From the kindergarten to the high school, from the high school to the college, Father God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus and keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God, as they go to and from school, Father God. Be a fence around them in the mighty name of Jesus. This is wartime. This is wartime. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way. Have your way. We decree and declare in Jesus' name. You say when we decree and declare, I think it is established. So we thank you, Father God. We bless your name today, Lord God. And we just say we love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way today in our services, in our homes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let every breath, oh, Father God, that we take, oh, Father God, be honored and worship and glory unto you, oh, Father God, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously, oh, Father God. Let our entire being and everything in us, oh, Father God, consistently, oh, Father God, give you praise and honor and glory, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. You are the creator of all things of heaven and earth, oh, Father God. There was not nothing made, oh, Father God, that we can comprehend, perceive or visualize or touch, taste, oh, Father God, that you did not have your hand in, oh, Father God, in establishing the foundation of it. Oh, Father God, but they have had things that came in, oh, Father God, who have taken your presence, they have taken your power and taken your glory, oh, Father God, and wanted to use it for personal gain, oh, Father God. Because in your word, oh, Father God, you said you would pour out your spirit upon all men, oh, Father God. And some, oh, Father God, have taken it, oh, Father God, and used it, oh, Father God, for evil means, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but your words stand true and your words stand strong, oh, Father God. And we know, oh, Father God, that where there is darkness, oh, Father God, light will shine, oh, Father God. It will shine and it will expose everything, oh, Father God, that the enemy have done, oh, Father God, to your people, oh, Father God. And the things that he has set up, oh, Father God, for the demise of your people. But, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for raising us up, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, for taking the blindness off from off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that when the word, when you reveal, oh, Father God, the true intent of your word to us, oh, Father God, as we read and study, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, we lift it up before your throne, oh, Father God, because your word said we're not fighting against flesh and blood, oh, Father God, but power, wickedness, and high places, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for seating us, oh, Father God, in heavenly places, oh, Father God, and blessing us, oh, Father God, with all of the spiritual equipment and blessings that we need to fight this war, oh, Father God. And we, oh, Father God, as your servants, oh, Father God, taking your word, standing upon your word, oh, Father God, and being led by your word, which is in your spirit, oh, Father God, because you sent us our helper, oh, Father God, which is the Holy Spirit, oh, Father God, that would lead us and guide us into all truth, oh, Father God. So at this time, oh, Father God, that you have given us and in this season that we are in, oh, Father God, we take our authority, oh, Father God, and we bind, blind, mute, and deafen every foul spirit, unclean spirit of Satan's kingdom, oh, Father God, that has indoctrinated us and has kept us blind. But you have taken the blindness from off our eyes, oh, Father God. Even as you said, and principalities, powers of darkness in heavenly places, O Father God, spirits of demons, fallen angels, high birds in this dead time and season, O Father God, and multidimensional spirits, O Father God, even being dealt with through technology, O Father God, that come against our house, our family, our health, our prosperity, our spiritual maturity, our relationships, Father God, our jobs, our churches, and his fellowships. Staff, oh Father God, the flock, the advertisement, the website, the families, and all of the outreach projects, oh Father God, that you have put upon their heart to start, oh Father God, fundraisers, operations, oh Father God, that would expand, oh Father God, your kingdom here upon the earth, oh Father God, in this physicalness, oh Father God. And we cast those spirits down to the pit in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, oh Father God. And we call destructive fire, oh Father God, on all satanic organizations, occult covens, corporations, businesses, government, religious Ponzi scheme, drug smuggling, human smuggling, weapon smuggling operations, sodomy, pornography, high places of Satan's altar, O Father God, that have infiltrated the church, the pagan altars, O Father God. Even in this time, O Father God, the dimensional ports, O Father God, they try to manipulate your people mentally, physically, and spiritually, consciously, O Father God, and consciously. Father God, clean us in those areas with the water of your word, O Father God. They, even with the abortion clinics, the taverns, the testing laboratories, the financial support system, oh Father God, supporting the agenda of the media and the propaganda, oh Father God, on the earth and in the earth and in the heavens and in the universe, oh Father God, we thank you for delivering us and keeping us, oh Father God, from those things, oh Father God, that have kept us bound, oh Father God, but you have come, oh Father God, to set us free, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, and what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Because as it says in Romans, oh Father God, Romans 12, you tell us, oh Father God, for us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that by testing, oh Father God, and being exposed to things that is going on, oh Father God, that we may discern what is your will, oh Father God, and what is good and acceptable and perfect, oh Father God, that should be established in this dispensation season and time, oh Father God. And your words also says, oh Father God, that you would keep us, oh Father God, in perfect peace, oh Father God, whose mind is stayed upon you, because we trust you, oh Father God. You all we have, we all we know from the time that we was born, but we have been manipulated in certain areas of our life and layer. But in those things, oh Father God, with the enemy meant for bad, for destruction, you turn it around for our good. You have opened up our eyes that we may see, oh Father God. We are not being manipulated anymore, but we stand strong upon your word. So we thank you and honor you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do up in the lives of your people. You're an awesome God, oh Father God, all that we have, and you are all that we know, oh Father God, and we stand upon that, oh Father God. Oh Father God, what they have used to come against us, oh Father God, we turn it back upon the sender, oh Father God, and those individuals, organizations, places, oh Father God, from which it came, oh Father God, even for the in the governmental agencies, oh Father God, the political, the judicial, health care, foster care, prison systems, oh Father God, making money off of the people, oh Father God, putting laws in place, oh Father God, for prison systems, oh Father God, to be funded, oh Father God, which has our police going out there fraudulently and setting up things just to put people in prison to fund those organizations, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for exposing everything that the enemy has done, oh Father God, in the political system, even in the medical system again, oh Father God. Expose the enemy, oh Father God, and tear down the wall, oh Father God. Destruction, oh Father God, is in process of taking its place right now to destroy those kingdoms
fantasy upon the earth that we may have unconsciously and supporting, O Father God. Open our eyes up, O Father God, to the subtleness of the enemy, O Father God, and his manipulating tactics, O Father God. We thank you for opening up our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see, O Father God, everything that the enemy is doing, O Father God. And we come together as one, O Father God, as the kingdom of Christ that dwells within us, O Father God, to come against those things, O Father God, that came against us. So, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for renewing our mind, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for placing those things in us that is needed, O Father God, in this time, O Father God. Because, Father God, because in your word, O Father God, though we walk in our flesh, O Father God, we're not waging war against the flesh, O Father God, for our weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, O Father God, but we have divine power to destroy the strongholds, O Father God, that the enemy has established, O Father God. So, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you for instilling those things within us, O Father God, that we should take, that we are taking our rightful place, O Father God, and we are, O Father God, having authority that you have given us, O Father God, to tear down, O Father God, every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge, O Father God, of your true intent, of your word. We thank you for your hedge of protection at this time around us, O Father God. We thank you for your warning ministering angels being placed in our physical homes as well as our spiritual dimensional homes, O Father God, that's in you. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you, Father God. We magnify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise you, oh, Father God, for restoring us, oh, Father God, removing all the diseases, oh, Father God. Even I lift up before your throne, oh, Father God, even for the people that's on medicine, oh, Father God, and the medication, oh, Father God, the negative effect, oh, Father God, that some of these medicines, oh, Father God, that our bodies have got adjusted to, oh, Father God, Father God, we decree and declare right now, O Father God, that it would from this day forward extract the good, O Father God, and discard the bad, O Father God. Anything, O Father God, that may have supported the negative, O Father God, by the medication we are taking, O Father God, with the word and the supernatural power, O Father God, of your word, O Father God, that dwells here in the earth, O Father God, we decree and declare, O Father God, because I have a belief system and of your word, O Father God, that it would do our bodies good, O Father God. And as time go on, O Father God, we may be able to extract ourselves from those things, O Father God, because each of us personally will follow the instruction that you personally tell us individually what to do, O Father God, in this lifetime. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. And as it says in Philippians, O Father God, 4:8, my brothers and sisters, that's on the line, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence in these things, if there is any worthy of praise, think on these things. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Out of your mouth. There's a river.
There's a river.
Miracle.
A miracle.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lauren Matthews. I welcome each and every one of you from all around the world to a powerful prophetic teaching time on today. And we give God all the praise and glory. And we give him the honor for all that he's doing in the land. There is a tremendous 911 going on in the land. And it's a time for prayer warriors and intercessors to gather themselves in this season that you're in. The Lord is speaking to you. He's speaking to you. And he's speaking to you on today. For all of you who are hearing the voice of God on today, brace yourself. We are in a pivotal time in the land, hour that we're in. And the Spirit of the Lord God is a revealer of his word. And for those who are watching and listening in, you know that God's hand is moving on your behalf in this hour and season and dispensation. So certainly we honor the Lord. And I want to take this time to thank the intercessors and the prayer warriors on today as well. Thank God for each and every one of you all who allowed the Lord's will to be done. At this time, we thank God for you, you and you, and your being in position to follow the things of the kingdom of God, as the word of God is coming alive right now. We thank you, God, for his presence being released over the land and the earth man at this time. If you have been following us, we've been teaching powerfully for the last several weeks, months, and years from the book of Daniel. We've been sharing from this powerful book. Many people have been blessed. And if you've been following us, you can see how on target we have been concerning on this particular book and this particular dispensation that we're in, that God's people may understand exactly what the Lord is saying concerning the earth realm at this time. And also that you may be on high alert as it relates to this month and what is going on and what we're seeing and experiencing from many places in perspective, because the saints of God need to really clearly understand the hour that we're in. God's hand is moving over the people of God and those who seek God, those who seeking Him for the purpose of understanding the mystery of the kingdom of God for our lives. Because God is not only revealing to us in this hour, but He's actually letting us see the manifestation of those things being revealed around the world. And you don't want to miss it. Whatever the enemy intent was for your life, God is allowing us to see it firsthand. And the things that the believers are watching right now is how God is taking out the enemy who planned was to take you out. And we're watching it firsthand how the Spirit of the Lord God is not allowing the enemy to linger long. He's working things out for the favor of His people. And we have to trust Him and know that His will shall be done concerning other things of the kingdom of God. All right, we're going to go back into the book of Daniel chapter number the book of Daniel, and I want to deal with how important the prophet is and the role of the prophet is to not only the kingdom, to the king, but the kingdom as a whole, and our duty and responsibility is very pivotal in that area in the earth realm. And how important it is for the men and women of God to trust the Lord and trust His vessel that He's using to release the word of the Lord God. Minister of mine, if you would do me a favor, if you will release our commercial, two of our commercials there, and bring it back, and we'll be going right into the word of the Lord God and bless God's people. If you would do that, Administrator Brian, we greatly appreciate that, woman of God. We're going to go right into the word of the Lord God for the people of God. We'll be right back, people of God.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, The Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God again. Come on in and join us once again from around the world. I tell you, there's going to be a quick word from the Lord on today. Wherever you are at, I'm certainly know you will be blessed tremendously by the word of God on this day. So join us, please. Those of you following us, please share with others that they will be blessed as well. I tell you, anytime you're sharing the word of God with such power and authority, you're going to always be challenged. But how many know that where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty, and God's hand is moving over the people of God that they may be blessed by the word of the Lord God. So we honor the Lord for you and you on this day. And I certainly know that, and I share with the people of God, this is a very pivotal time in the land. And God's people really need to understand the timing that we're in, and the 911 that we're in right now, and the things that are happening at this very moment and season of our life. You don't want to miss what God is trying to reveal to you and the purpose of what he's trying to reveal. Many people, the enemy have set in motion to try to manipulate us and deceive us into not knowing that God's will shall be done for your life. This is a time where all believers, we want you to understand and know that what God is doing for us is in the exact timing of God for your life and the purpose that he has right now for you at this time. Amen. Those who have joined us via social media, where you're coming on in, please share with others that they will be blessed as well. We know that anytime you're sharing, the enemy is always going to try to slow us down or try to stop us. But how many of you know, you're in a season where the anointing and the presence of God cannot be stopped. His will is going to be done, and the Spirit of the Lord God shall be revealed to his people and the saints of God. So we thank you, God, for that on today. Those of you joining us on social Facebook, please share with others as well that the will of the Lord may be blessed on today. that you might be able to understand what's going on in the land and concerning the things of the Lord God. All right. Just want to make sure we're up and moving and up and live. And we're going to share, like I said, once again. And I want God's people to be blessed by the word of God on today. And when the word of God comes alive, I'm telling you things you don't want to miss it. Administrator Bryant, let me know if I'm live, if you will, let me know. But I know I don't want the people to miss it.
Yes, sir.
Am I live on Facebook? Yep. I'm sorry.
One second.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No.
All right.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right, we got it. Thank you, Administrator Brian. We're going to all right, we're gonna redo this again so that the people can be blessed. Amen. All right, we're gonna give us a quick second. We're gonna do our live again. And All right. We're not going to be before you long today, so we're going to do this real quickly. All right, thank you, God. We've got a right to praise you.
you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you again. We're trying to do our live. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties right now trying to do our live and to bring the people on to our live. We're going to get it. Those of you who are following us on blog side, yeah, just stay in your position. We're trying to do the live. And I told you anytime we're getting ready to release some powerful information, you know, you're going to deal with the enemy doing whatever he can to try to stop the move of God. But how many know that the enemy can't stop what God wants to do and what God wants to reveal to his people on today? Amen. So we thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And I believe we have it now. I tell you, anytime you're releasing the powerful prophetic word like we're doing, you're going to always have the enemy trying to stop the word of God from coming alive to the people of God. So we bless the Lord for it on today. I believe we are. Amen. It looks like we're not going to be able to do it. There's so many challenges on today. But nonetheless, we're blessing the Lord today for what the Lord is doing. If we don't do it today, you can join us on our 11:30 live broadcast. We're going to come back and do it live. Administrator, are we on? I want to make sure I'm trying to do it live. Amen.
That's right. It's not up.
It's not up. Okay.
No.
We're constantly having some major technical difficulties. The enemy don't want this. He don't want this live to come on today. He doesn't want us to do the live today. And amen. All right. I tell you, this is going to be a powerful word from the Lord on today, people of God. So when you get ready, when we releasing a word like this to the saints of God, you know the enemy is going to try to do everything in its power to actually try to stop us from sharing and revealing the word of the Lord God on today. All right. Those are joining us on blog site. We bless the Lord for you and you on this day as well. Once again, as I said, we've been teaching from the book of Daniel over the last several weeks, months, and years. And this is really a powerful word that I want to release to the people of God on today. And I tell you, anytime you're releasing a word, a powerful prophetic word like we're releasing, you know it's going to cause a stirring and everything in our power. The enemy is going to try to stop what we're doing and hinder what God wants to reveal to his people. So we're just blessing the Lord on today. Amen. All right, we're going to move from here. I'll tell you. Well, we got to continue to move forward in spite of all those things that are going on. Amen. All right, saints of God. We're thanking God for Bear with us a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I tell you, when God is moving, you know, he's always trying to hinder us. Amen. From the word being released to the saints of God. But we're going to press in to try to get this word that's going to be live. All right. Well, we'll try to do it again. Oftentimes when you're working on two different ends, we have a live at our local service, and then we have a live on this platform. So the enemy wants to try to stop us from the word of God coming alive. All right, let's just move on to that. I think this is going to be a short one with the distractions that happen, and we know that the enemy's job is to distract us and move us from our place, but certainly we'll share the 11 o'clock service today. Those who are joining us, and we'll find out from our administrative team at our local church the issues that are going on with our live on Sunday morning at our 7:35 hour. All right, so we've been sharing from the book of Daniel, talking about the governmental vault being open, and this has been very important. This is actually part 5 of the teaching on our governmental vault being open, and we have been revealing many things that have been going on in the land, in the nation, and around the world, and lives have been touched by the word of God, and things have been revealed to detail what's been going on. And we're going to continue to share those things and reveal those things to the people of God locally and globally, the events that are going on, especially as it relates to what's going on in the Vatican, what's going on in the royal family, what's going on in our government and local government. And when we started teaching, there have been tremendous a manifestation of things and also attacks that have been happening. And as I was sharing from the book of Daniel chapter number 6, it is important that everybody have a prophet in their life. And the reason why it was important for Old Testament kings to have prophets, because kings, they rule, they reign in province and in nations, and the prophets, they dominate those realms to be able to keep and protect the king from any attacks that were coming against them. And their job and their duty and their responsibility is to reveal to the king what was going on and what was happening as it relates to principalities and power and demonic forces. If you read Daniel chapter 6, you'll find out that Daniel was very important to the position of King Darius. And that's why in chapter number 1 he said it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 president, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give an account unto them, and the king should have no damage. And Daniel was preferred above the princes, above the president of the princes, because of the excellent spirit that was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. He gave him total authority and power. And it was very important for God to release prophetic voices to be able to dominate those realms so that the king will be protected from any demonic forces in, inside as well as outside. And Daniel, who was chosen and served under four administrations of king, was very pivotal to King Nebuchadnezzar, Darius, Cyrus, and Belshazzar. He was very pivotal because he was the revealer of the secrets, and he was the revealer of those things that were needed for the king to be able to continue to serve under those administrations without being attacked. And as we've been sharing and talking about, the governmental vaults are being opened. God is revealing himself to many of us in this season, especially prophetic people. He's revealing to us the inside things that are going on around the world, wherever you may be at in the nation, wherever you may be at in the city, wherever you may be at in the country. He's the revealer of those secrets, and he's the revealer of those things. And he does not want his prophetic people to be slacking or ignorant concerning the devices. That's why when I share what I share concerning the governmental thing, the all eyes are watching, and they want to know what is going on in the world and in the earth. As I was sharing with some of my colleagues several days ago about what is going on now, and that God's people are seeing it firsthand, especially when I share on a Sunday morning, and then usually that following week, there's something either that Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday concerning the prophetic word that has been released to the people of God. Now, we're in this new month, and in this new month, there are many things that are about to manifest itself at the highest level of the world government, and we're watching the manifestation of those things coming to pass very quickly. And God revealed to Elijah, he would say, by this time tomorrow will a shekel of flour be sold and 2 shekels of barley in the gate. We're watching a manifestation thing of the transfer of power like never before, the mantle sound like never before. We're watching one of the biggest leadership in this dispensation of time, of even in our age, of what is happening around the world. And many of God's people are not going to miss it. Those who are following what we're revealing and what we're sharing, even today, where there's so much demonic attack against the platform as I'm revealing things today to God's people, because they know that what we're revealing is turning in the favor of God's people right now in this hour, this season, in this dispensation. And while we're revealing those things, God's people are being blessed tremendously concerning things that we're getting ready to see manifest itself, especially in the next 60 days. And it's happening quickly, and it's happening fastly. And as we're watching it manifest itself quickly and fastly, look at our entire, the attacks that are coming against those prophetic people in the night realm, whatever platform they're on, wherever they're teaching on. The enemy is attacking our platform, our stages in the arena, so that the people will not be able to know exactly what's going on, what's happening, and what's manifesting itself in this hour. And that's why you're watching the attacks, the deliberate attack to keep us from sharing what's going on with the people of God. Even as I said to many people. I'm going to share one of our points today that you will be blessed. And this is what the Lord revealed to me. He said, as we're watching the tennis star, Serena Williams, because they call her the king, the queen of the court, the queen of the court. This is her farewell year for tennis. She's trying to, tie the record. She's already tied or break the record for Grand Slam. And she lost in the third round. She would have won the third round. She would have moved on to the quarterfinal. And you're watching how powerful the transition is being made. She was defeated as the queen of the court. And we're watching a transition in the royal family. We're watching a transition that is happening suddenly. It's a acceleration time. It's happening suddenly. And many people are viewing it from that place. They're suddenly are happening, and you're watching the suddenly manifest themselves right now. We're viewing the suddenly of God happening, and these suddenly many people are looking, and you're not going to miss what I've been sharing with the people of God over the last 2 years, especially as we came into this 2022 year. You're seeing it and you're watching it manifest itself on the behalf of God's people. And watching this happen, we're understanding exactly what God has spoken to myself and to many other prophetic people around the world. You're watching it. And you're going to, in this week, you're going to see many things begin to transpire. We see in the pharmaceutical world and industry, there's so many battles within that industry. We're watching the president and his speeches concerning the nation and concerning the world, how things are turning. What they're saying is to shift the narrative of the land from exactly what God is trying to do and reveal to his people on a larger scale, on a larger perspective and platform on today. And so saying to God, brace yourself in this month for what God is revealing and God is showing. And I wanted to share more information on today via the live. But what we'll do, we'll come back this week with a drive-by with the prophet and reveal more information and more detail to God's people. There has been some challenges concerning our live on today. But saying to God, we're not going to miss what God is revealing to his people and what God is showing us in this season. Because many of us right now, we're so close to one of the greatest transfer, especially as it relates to the realm of wealth, realm of land, the secrets being revealed, the currency in the land. Being revealed to God's people, and especially to those who are his original. When we say the original, those who have been chosen and selected carefully and specifically by the things of the Lord. You won't miss it. You will not miss it. And I'm telling you, say to God, you will not miss this one. And it's so clear what God is doing. It's firsthand of what he's revealing. That's why the battle, the fight, and the forces that are up against us are so great. And that's why Daniel, the forces that was up against Daniel, is because they cannot find anything against Daniel's life. So what they did is they came against the Spirit of the Lord God, the person whom Daniel served. And anytime you serve in the Lord, people of God, you're going to come up against fierce attack against your stand and your moral stand and the moral principles of the things that you're dealing, your work, the things that you're doing for the kingdom of God. And in chapter 6, they came up against Daniel's moral stand because they could not find anything else against Daniel. They sent everything against Daniel and those presidents and princes. They cannot find any occasion against Daniel. So they found an occasion against Daniel, whom he served. And for many of you, you're watching worldwide. Everything is working against the Spirit of the Lord God. But I want you to understand what was meant to try to take us out of here. It's going to turn on the enemy. Matter of fact, it's turning on them now as we're speaking. We're watching the climatic shifting all around the world, all seven continents. What was meant for May 25th, 2020 is now in the favor of God's people in 2022. If the enemy couldn't take you out during that time, he doesn't have the power and the authority to take you out now. Because if you open your mouth in the kingdom of God, your mega sound will overrule every demonic spirit of mega death, every demonic spirit that will try to hold you down, every spirit that have been sent out against you to try to stifle the purpose and the plan of God for your life. He has his people in the position right now to rule and reign in all those prophetic dimensions, to rule in the kingdom, to rule in the church world, to rule in governments around the world, to dominate those realms, and to have the power in the spiritual dimension to overrule any attack that's coming our way. And we have that power. That's why all of these forces that are up against us are coming at every level, and they're using many of the people that are close to us to hinder us. And some, they don't even know they're being used by the enemy to stop and try to delay what God is doing. But how many of you know that in this prophetic time, in this governmental vault, all things are being made ready, all things are being revealed to God's people now, and there's no holding us back for what God is doing for us right now in this hour and the things that he's getting ready to show. And it's a showdown in all of the government. It's a showdown right now. And we're watching a manifestation of the showdown with the demonic narratives that have been sent out against the people of God. And even those who said they're with us, God is showing us even their hands. And some of us are afraid to release them because we have trusted them too long, and they have created a spirit of deception for some of our lives. It looks like God. It appears to be God. It sounds like the Lord. And it feels like the glory of God. But when you find out what it is, you'll find out. When the word of the Lord God, if Satan would, he will almost fool the very elect, if he could. So brace yourself, people of God, for what the Lord is revealing to us in this season that we're in, and especially this month. You can even go over to USA Today. It's already showing some of the decisions that the Pope had made, some of the decisions that's going on in the royal family as it relates to Queen Elizabeth and the transition over in England, especially as it relates to the Prime Minister and the positioning. We're watching the succession, the transition of the succession that's supposed to come down, fall on her son, Charles Andrew, who will not be receiving any position. I think he's even been excommunicated because of what he's been caught up in and the things he's been involved in. Thanks to God. That's why all of the, over the last, I'm going to say the last 22 years, from 2020 up to even from 1999, 2000 to now, we have saw the entire world change literally overnight, and especially in the last 3 years. We watched the entire global climate change overnight, all seven continents change. We're watching unprecedented things from the marine realm that are manifesting itself. People never saw these things ever before in the history are manifesting themselves. Things you on Hollywood were the one that would reveal these things, because those demonic principalities that operate in the teleporting realm was given access to those things. And what you were being entertained in, now you're watching manifest in real time. But in real time, they look like it's an entertainment. And these spirits are real. These demonic things are real. Right in your face, the factual things that in 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, you're going to see many of these things are going to be actually factual. But what the enemy is going to fool many people's mind is thinking it's just a regular television show. Oh, no, it's the real deal, thanks to God. And that's what they have been doing over the last 4 years. 2019 was the year of the setup. 2020 was the year of the obituary to take people out. 2021 was the year that the mental fatigue, the burden, depression, oppression weighs on you. Grief will take people out. Stresses. People couldn't make solid decisions at all, period. Now we're coming into the light and the mastery of things. And many people can't master the light because demonic forces have mastered your mind. They have overtaken the mind of so many people. And so many people don't know where to go, what to do, who to listen to. So they're following the process. That's why you see many people going along with strong demonic forces in the earth realm at this very moment. They don't even know where to go, who to listen to, who to follow, and the leaders that they have given you. They can tell you if you jump, you jump. If you go high, you go high. And you got even leaders that tell the world, obey those that rule over you. And if you read the word of God from the book of Daniel chapter 9, you'll find out that the government is on his shoulder. And you have people, well, we don't need to be involved in government. Government, church, and politics don't mix. That's the biggest lie in the history. People have been fooled by that foolishness. Jesus Christ, he was the government, and it was on his shoulder. And that's why many of you, every year when you celebrate the pagan holiday Christmas, what do they say? They talk about he's the King of Kings. You sing that song in Daniel chapter, in the book of Isaiah, when you read it in Isaiah, you go over there and celebrate it, and then you forget that in 9 and 5, what do you say? For unto us a child is born. You use that scripture, and the government is on his shoulder, and it should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But then you have people talk about, well, it shouldn't mix. But you celebrate all those pagan activities and pagan holidays that's leading you away from the Lord instead of leading you to God. Obey those that rule over you. Who are ruling over? Who's ruling? Who's dominating? And in the scripture, and we miss quoting scriptures because we have a lack of knowledge and understanding of what the scripture text is about and what it's saying and what Paul was saying to the people. And that's why so many people are being fooled by a quote from someone who have a lack of knowledge of the word, and only thing they take it is a verse that they heard and they haven't even studied exactly what Paul was speaking of concerning that letter. So they immediately say, obey those that rule over you. And those who are ruling over that had you under bondage and slavery for over 400 years. Those who are ruling over are bringing immorality in your nation. Those who are ruling over you are dominating the moral principle of a hug, one man, one woman, one man, husband and wife. Those, and we're telling them, obey them that rule over you. But you running around saying you love the Lord, you spirit feel, but you're following demonic spirit, aborting the plan, aborting the process, and then have the audacity go to say a lesser of two evil. We have to serve the lesser of two evil. The word of God ain't never said serve the lesser of two evil. The God, there's no evil in the kingdom of God. Now we're running around talking about the lesser of two evil. And I tell you, so you choose the lesser evil over the big evil, and you evil. You evil Knievel. You're being evil but serving the lesser of two evil. I'm going to stop here. Thanks to God. Brace yourself now, because there's many things that the Lord is revealing to us. And many of you can see that by what we have been dealing with, especially what I have been dealing with concerning releasing the word of God to his people and to the men and women of God on today. And some of you, your dream realm have been attacked, and your personal life have been attacked. But you have maintained that relationship with God and did not allow the enemy to stop you from doing what he wants you to do in this season. Amen. Hold on to the hand of God. Daniel served under four administration, two Babylonian systems, ancient and Neo-Persian systems. These kings did not serve the God that Daniel served, but his influence was so great that he was able to change the heart of these kings. Look what he did with Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to influence him in such a powerful way that he changed and said, whoever does not serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who doesn't serve the God of Daniel, would be thrown into a dunghill in chapter 2. Because Daniel was able to tap into a spiritual dimension. Hear me say. And he was able to interpret what the wizards, the Chaldean, the sorcerer, the soothsayer, and the magician was not able to do. Because it was open to who? Those who serve God. Those who serve Elohim. Everything was revealed to you to the specific detail, and they did not miss it. And look at the honor that they stored upon Daniel. And Daniel said, no, this is for the glory and the kingdom of God. But he was given duty and responsibility and promotion to serve God's people. So when you hear people in the body said, oh, you don't need to move over in this neighborhood. You don't need to go over here. The devil is over there. Games are over here. You got to be careful because of the people over here. It's because of a lack of understanding, spiritual mapping, and the things of the Lord God as it relates to you. When you show up in any city, any nation, any community, all demonic spirits must come under your authority and your jurisdiction. God is giving you the power and the authority to rule and reign. When he locks you into a certain position or a building, you think you only rule in that storehouse or that storefront. When God's giving you, he's giving you the marketplace. He's giving you the university. He's giving you the educational system. He's giving you the power to dominate that marketplace. He's giving you power to dominate that realm and that city and that nation. He's giving you total authority to maneuver in the spirit realm uninterruptedly because of who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. So while you're running scared because somebody sold you the demon in that realm or what's going on, you show up and the entire atmosphere must change as it did for Daniel. The entire realm chain, and those who came up against Daniel in chapter number 6, you saw everything that they came up against Daniel in. They were thrown into the den. They was released to the animal kingdom and destroyed. Why? Because when you serve the God of the universe, you have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. You have dominion over the animal kingdom. You can tell the animal kingdom what to do and what not to do because of your responsibilities and your duty. These things that we're watching, everything that you're viewing and seeing, we have dominion over them. Genesis told us we have total dominion over those realms, period. Fear should not be of God. Anybody that operates in fear, the enemy has your ear. Anybody that operates in faith, God has your heart. When you operate in the realms of faith, God has your heart, which is an ear. Earth is an ear. You operate in that dominant sound and frequency, and no one can stop you. You are an unstoppable man and woman of God. Amen. We're going to stop. Thanks to God. For a minute, I was shifted a little bit, but blessed be the name of the Lord God. He has it back on track. Thanks to God. Hold fast to the things of the Lord God on today. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord God. Now, for those who we weren't able to do the Facebook Live today, those who are joining us on the blog side, you want a copy of today's teaching, you can get a copy as we end on today. It's available to you in its entirety. It's available for you. And please share with others that they may be blessed by it. I'm telling you, oh, my God. There's some things that God had me to share with the people of God on today, but we know that they're still going to be shared and still going to be revealed to you and you on today. So I bless the Lord for you on today. All right, those of you who want to be a blessing, you can sow your seed via Cash App and Money Sign, RFPIM. Or you can do it via Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. We restore you at the letter U at yahoo.com. Or you can go with our website, werestoreyou.org. If you're doing it via PayPal, go over there and look up Lauren Matthews Ministry at gmail.com and be a blessing. We certainly thank you in advance for every seed that has been sown into the kingdom of God and this hour. Don't forget to join us today. Those of you who will be following us via social media, Don't forget to join us at 11 a.m. for our worship experience, 11:35. We will be going live. Hopefully we'll be able to go live today. I don't know what happened concerning our Facebook Live. We do it via live in our sanctuary, and we're looking forward to you and you joining us on our Facebook Live today. Amen. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join us at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Join us for our powerful teaching, and join us today for a powerful word from the Lord. We're looking forward to seeing you, and you in the building on today. Amen. Any announcement over there, Administrator Rita Bright? God bless you on today, woman of God.
God bless you, Dr. Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening in this morning. Just a quick reminder that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at money sign RFPIM, or you can also go to Zelle at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. Also keep in mind that Dr. Matthews will be in the Chicagoland area September 11th, September 16th through the 18th. Dr. Matthews is headed to San Antonio, Texas, for Bridging the Gap, Birth and the Love Conference, hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Wright. October the 28th through the 30th, we're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews. Dates are quickly filling up for the end of the year. If you desire for Dr. Matthews' Beauty Guest Signature Conference or Prophetic Summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. Bless you too, Administrator. With the Brian on today, bless you all today. Once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we have been having. We want God's people to be blessed by the Word of God. Our live is a very powerful live, and many lives have been blessed by the Word of God. And I'm telling you, God is revealing some things to His people, and His people are. And thank God for the praise report. Those who have sold that 150 seed, man, I've been getting some powerful praise reports. I got a praise report from an individual that said it manifests itself within that week. It's by your faith, saints of God. And at the Word of God, when you take God at His Word, you're watching the manifestation of many things that the Lord is doing. All right, people of God, continue to stay in that powerful place in the Lord. We thank God. We're looking forward to seeing many of you around the world in San Antonio, Texas. We're hitting your way. Don't forget the registration fee for the conference. I tell you, it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. Many great leaders are going to be there. I'll definitely be there in the place and in the region. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and what he's allowing us to see and experience, people of God. Bless the Lord for you all today. All right, people of God, don't forget to join the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry family. We'll see you on today, 11 a.m., in our powerful worship experience. I tell you, I'm looking forward to what God is doing and what God is going to release to you and you all today. Looking forward to seeing you in the building and the place. 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We bless you on today. Looking forward to seeing you there. People of God, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters. I pray for you on today. God bless you all.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. Think I want the credit, I don't, 'cause the glory ain't made for me.
songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm lucky.
They come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not